Zakt de Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Shabbos, Perik Yud, Mishnah Vav. You're not allowed to cut your nails on Shabbos, and you can't pluck hair on Shabbos. Why? It's a tolda of shearing, of geizah, shearing the wool. Some say even of kaitzer possibly, but either way, it would be a malacha deraisa if you did it in the normal way, with a nail clipper or a scissor. However, says the Mishnah, Hanoitel Tzaparnav, if someone removed his fingernail zubazu, using one fingernail to take off another fingernail, Oy Bishinav, he uses his teeth, he bites his nails, Chen Tzaroi, or if he plucks the hair of his head with his hands, Chen Tzafami, or the hair from his mustache, Chen Tzakani, or the hair from his beard, Chen Agedeles, braiding hair, let's say a girl braids her hair, Chen Akecheles, or she paints her eyes, makeup, Chen Apekeses, parts her hair, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayiv. Now, why in these last cases would you be Chayiv? Well, the braiding or parting of the hair could be told as of Baina, the Gemara dashes that from a Pasuk. Painting your eyes, it's either a Tolda of writing, or it's a Tolda of dyeing, of coloring. So while Rabbi Eliezer says, you would be Chayiv Echatas, the Chachamim disagree. In regard to all the cases in the Mishnah, the Chachamim Oisrin, the Chachamim say that we can't do it, the Rabbanan don't let us do it, but only Mishum Shvus. A Shvus is an Isser the Rabbanan. Isser the Rabbanan on Shabbos are called a Shvus. Why aren't you Chayiv Min HaTorah? Because you're not doing it in the normal way. Baiter says the Mishnah, HaTorah, if someone rips something out, Mi'otzis from a flower pot, Nokov that has a hole in it. They used to have flower pots with holes at the bottom, where the Batanur says it could even be a little bit to the side. And even though it's not physically connected, but the lachuchias, the moisture of the ground goes up and it connects to each other, and it draws energy, the plant draws energy from the ground. Therefore, the Tanakhama says if you rip something out from a flower pot that has a hole in it, chayiv you'd be chayiv, because it's as if you're ripping something from the ground itself. But if the flower pot has no hole in it, potter your potter, because you're not taking it from the ground. There's no connection between the flower pot and the ground. But if Shimon paiter bezeh bezeh, if Shimon says even a flower pot with a hole in it isn't considered mechuber to the ground, at least not enough to say that he's chayiv skila. However, the Batanura says that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. Now, incidentally, how many hairs would you have to cut in order to be chayiv? The Batanura says two. Furthermore, the Batanura says if you pluck hair from your friend's head, you would be chayiv, even if you did it with your hands. And the Batanura also says that if you have a nail just hanging, it's almost off and it's mitzayir him, you're allowed to take it off with your hand lechatchila. However, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see that there's different shitas as to exactly when you're allowed to do it or how you're allowed to do it, so you'll have to look up the halacha. Okay, so quickly chazring over our Mishnah. Basically, again, we're learning about the halachas of doing things with a shinui that you're not chayiv min ha-Torah, like using the edge of one nail to cut off the other nail, or biting your nails, or plucking hair, braiding, coloring one's eyes, parting hair. If Eliezer holds, in these cases, you're chayiv, the Chachamim said. It's Asr Mishem Shuas, but you're not chayiv min ha-Torah. And as far as taking something from a flower pot, if it has a hole in it, and it's drawing energy from the ground, Tanakama holds your chayiv. If it doesn't have a hole in it, you're potter. And Reb Shimon says, you're potter, even if it does have a hole in it.